Now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg is attempting to make it possible for Sylvia's father to marry the woman he's loved for more than 15 years. Sylvia is utterly opposed to the marriage, now as she was then. But Molly has called her friend Mrs. Bloom in New York, who's trying to get a rabbi to come up to Lastonbury to perform the ceremony. Meanwhile, Allison and Esther Miller have decided to spend their lives apart.
Hello? Yes? Oh, no, Mrs. Goldberg is not home just now. No. Well, I expect them back soon. Who's calling? Who, operator? Mrs. Bloom in New York? Well, will you have a call back, please?
Won't you do well, Dick?
No, Esther. Yes? Yes, you can try in about 10 minutes. Yes. Goodbye. It's a long-distance call from Mrs. Goldberg. Sit down, Esther, please.
What time does the train leave, Albert?
I never should have called you. My neighbor should have asked you.
Oh, that's all right, Albert.
Things would have been a whole lot different if we'd have married 15 years ago. Sylvia would have been different.
Yes, I think so, Albert. Perhaps if Sylvia had married the first man she was in love with...
I didn't like him.
You like him now?
He's my son-in-law.
She didn't marry him because you didn't like him?
Also my fault. I threatened her if she married him, they wouldn't get a penny of my money. So what did she do? She kept telling Leah how much Ed was in love with her, and Leah married him. That was also something very clever I lived through when I found out. Excuse me. Hello? Long distance? No, I'm sorry. You have to call back. Must be an important call. Oh, there was a long distance call for you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, my long distance tenant? Thank you, Did anything take my call? Came in
well,
and I'll call him
right. Well, call back. It's Mrs. Bloom
Mrs.
or Mrs.
Bloom.
Bloom's son.
Oh, mighty evidently, Mr.
Pencil
Bloom.
Pencil it, Molly, pencil it.
Yes, please. Excuse me, Miss Allison, Mr. Miller. I'll just see if the operator can get me back again. Hello? Hello, operator. A call just came in long distance for me. And I wish you to connect me now, but I can't hear now. But you will. Yes. You will excuse me, Miss Harrison, Miss
yes.
Miller.
Yes.
Please, this won't take a jiffy. Hello? Hello? Yes? Mrs. Goldberg talking down the wire?
Molly,
yes.
Molly, what good is the call?
Hello? Yes? Yes, Mikey.
Molly, better tell him, never mind.
Jake, I can't hear. I'm too real. Hello? Mikey, this is Mrs. Goldberg speaking. Tell me, where is Mama? I was expecting Mama to call me because she's in them. Yes?
I said, cancel it.
Yes, Mikey. They'll call Mama immediately. Yes. No.
Molly, will you do it?
No, Mikey. Just tell Mama to see that the gentleman, tomorrow.
Hi, Molly.
And also, I would like to know the train.
I said come in and say goodbye to Miss Miller.
Albert and I know what our love...
Train? They'll tell Mama immediately. Yes. No.
Molly, will you do it?
No, Mikey. Just tell Mama to see that the gentleman, tomorrow.
Hi, Molly.
And also, I would like to know the train... The gentleman of the car is driving up. Very well, Mikey, I understand. Yes, and tell Mama very many appreciations. Yes, and I will write to Philly in detail. Yes. All right, dear. Yes, Philly, there, Mikey? Sam, you got to a note soon. You didn't write to Mikey, huh, Sam? Yes, dear. All right. Goodbye, Mikey, dear. Robin is fine. Everybody's well. Goodbye. Yes. Bye.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Harrison.
Miss Miller wants to say goodbye.
But that's foolish. Mrs. Goldberg, I had no intention of staying more than a day or two.
Esther, you don't have to pretend to the Goldbergs. We're friends. They understand why you're leaving, why I want you to leave, and why this whole thing had to end and finish.
I'm going upstairs. Excuse me.
Yes, Tommy, dear.
Harrison, Miss Miller, is it because Sylvia...
Mr. Goldberg, if Albert and I can't look forward to a... Well, after all, we're not young romantic children that are blind. Albert and I know what our life will be like if Sylvia continues to feel the way she does.
And how she feels, you know as well as we do.
She won't understand. Maybe she can't understand. All she feels is this blind, unreasoning objection to our marriage. And no matter how wrong she is, I think that Sylvia must be considered first.
But
if she were my child, I'd feel as Albert does. I'd sacrifice my whole life to my children if I had them, and if that was necessary. Children don't ask to be brought into the world. We have them because they complete our lives.
Surely, Miss
Miller. And if through some fault of our own they don't complete our lives, well, you just don't wash your hands and say, live your own life, I'll live mine.
I'm a parent also, Miss Miller. You're speaking to a parent also, and I'm the first to tell you, too, if children aren't what you expect them to be, you can't throw up your hands and say, I'm true. I'll live my life and you can live your life.
It's true. It's sad and it's true.
And nevertheless, I think so, even though Sylvia objects, her objections are not to be considered.
Sylvia's a child too, Molly.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Just because she's a child. Parents make sacrifices for their children, not because they want to sacrifice, but because they want to help the children. No one makes sacrifices for nothing, and no parent should make sacrifices that will harm the child.
I don't understand, Mrs. Goldberg. How can it harm Sylvia if I don't get married?
Because, Miss Allison, you love Miss Miller. For 15 years, you waited for this opportunity. And now, if you pass it by, that's what it leaves you. An emptiness, a heartache that will be with you night and day. And each time you see Sylvia, you'll say, yes, because of her. Because of Sylvia, I feel this way. It's her fault. She's to blame. And then what will your actions be then? Tell me. Will you love Sylvia? Will you be able to love her? Or will you feel when you see her that before you stand the opposite to mine happiness? Remember, Miss Allison, what went on before this hour will be nothing to what will go on after. If you love Sylvia, if you want to help her, then you should not make a sacrifice of your happiness. Because if you're happy, you can make Sylvia happy. Then, Sylvia?
Come in, Sylvia. I said come in.
Albert, please.
Come in and say goodbye to Miss Miller. I said come in and say goodbye to Miss Miller. Did you hear me?
Albert, please.
Did you hear me? Miss Miller is going away because I want her to, not because you want her. So don't gloat over your victory. Miss Miller is going away because I wouldn't want her to share a life that included you.
Albert.
Life with you, Sylvia, is no picnic and no pleasure. I am your last victim, Sylvia. There are going to be no more. I'm going to watch you and take care of you. I'll be your keeper and your guard. And my house will be a prison out of which you'll never leave to hurt or harm innocent people. That's what I promised. And that's why I'm not getting married. In the prison, there is room only for the keeper and the prisoner, none for strangers. We'll get old together, Sylvia, you and I. Against me, you'll do nothing anymore because I know you. Try. Try. It'll be good practice because I'll see to it that you have something to cry about for the rest of your life. I get that.
Against Sylvia's hostility and Allison's anger, Molly's plan to bring the Reverend up to Lastonbury seems doomed to failure. What can Molly do to overcome both these obstacles?